Hi, and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today, by popular request, I'm reviewing, just briefly, the voice of Maria Sharapova.
Last year was a good step in the right direction for me.
I don't get to do enough women on this channel. I don't get to review enough women's voices on this channel, and so I'm glad when people send them in. So if anyone's got any kind of more female voices they'd like to hear or me to analyse and review, I'm really happy to do that. And I've not been producing so many women because not so many people have been suggesting them. So if you'd like to hear a woman's voice, or if you are a woman who feels that you could get something from listening to or learning a bit more about a woman's voice, please just, you know, put it in the comments below, and that way I'll understand that that's who you, the audience, would like to learn from, and then I will try my best to create that for you, okay? But Maria Sharapova, this is one that was recommended quite early on in this series, and it's taken a while to get around to, but because I had so many male voices to get through, like there wasn't, I was trying to, you know, deliberately put, you know, like spread them out, so that I don't just do the women here and I've got 2 months of just men. I want to kind of like break it up a little bit. So if you give me more suggestions for women, I will do more women, okay? Let's have a little listen to Maria.
It's a new year, and obviously I feel like last year was a good step in the right direction for me, and the previous years I was kind of at a standstill, and made a few changes last year, and started working with a new coach and changed my racket. And
now, I thought she was Russian, and I think she was born in Russia, but she obviously, I think she was very young, maybe 7 or 8, moved to the States, and that's where her accent is. She doesn't sound Russian at all. And so she's obviously got a Russian name. She was born in Russia. She plays tennis, or did, for Russia, yet she's trained and works and lives in the States. So she's, you know, she sounds like American. Simple as that.
And yeah, I started, you know, really feeling like, you know, I was very competitive. I got the fighting spirit back, and I was really consistent in my year, and I think that kind of showed my ranking towards the end of the year, even though I didn't win a major.
Now, the first thing that stands out about Maria is that she doesn't do a huge amount with her mouth. She's not really articulating words a great deal. She's got a very small mouth. She puts it forward, and she's almost like, she's not too bothered about being expressive with her voice. It's not important to her. And so she doesn't express her voice very much. She's got a good voice. She's got a very clear, natural, you know, there's nothing blocking it, even though she's a fitness person. You know, she's a tennis player. She's obviously clearly quite fit and must do a lot of physical exercise. But I don't feel there's any restriction with her. So she's quite, you know, relaxed and confident in her body. But she's got this monotone voice. And This is the key thing, I think, about her voice, and that we can try and learn from. Two things. One is the shape of her mouth and the way she's delivering speech forward. And the other is the tone that she sits at. And it's just this one tone. It all goes up there and it doesn't move anywhere. There's no expression. It doesn't go up or doesn't go down. She just takes a breath and carries on that same tone. She's happy to share with you the information. She's quite technically minded. She's maybe quite analytical, and she thinks about things very much. But the tone is always at the one place, and she speaks and she delivers it down here, like in very small segments out the front of her mouth, in this kind of long, thin funnel of tone. Do you know what I mean? There's not a lot of expression there, is there?
You know, really feeling like, you know, I was very competitive. I got the fighting spirit back, and I was really consistent in my year, and I think that kind of showed my ranking towards the end of the year, even though I didn't win a major.
If I had to listen to her voice for a period of time, I think I might get quite bored. And so, no disrespect, she's a very talented person, a very woman. And again, like, the instrument itself is good, and she's got the possibilities of having, a much more expressive voice, but she chooses not to. And here's the thing, you can psychologically restrict yourself from using your voice even though you've got one. And so, we've not really gone into many voices that do this, because a lot of people can be quite expressive or big or resonant or whatever, but she has a voice. She has a clear, you know, a good, you know, sound. It's very clear. It's bell-like. It's like there's nothing wrong. It's healthy, and she has the ability, but she's psychologically holding back, not restricting herself, but holding back from expression. Now, this could be for many reasons, but it's also maybe down to the way she thinks and the fact that she's quite methodical. I think maybe as a, you know, the type of athlete she is, she has to spend a lot of time calculating and changing 1% in her life and her day to day in order to be that much better. And her focus is keenly on winning and on being better and becoming someone who's able to do her job and more effectively. And so there's no need for expression in that. She's very calculated, and it shows. And so I think she's very formal and calculated about the way she speaks also. And so there's an efficiency in how much she moves her mouth. There's an efficiency in how much volume she will use and how much tone she will use. It all seems like extraneous. It's all like superfluous to the message. So for her, what's important, and you find this with people who are quite analytically minded and methodical, is that they don't see the need for expression. I live in Finland, and it's very clear here that people who like are very into understanding, and they're very into the analytical, and they're very, you know, thoughtful, conscious people. And so they don't feel the need to express themselves. And that comes from the language as well. And maybe there's something in here, because obviously Russia and Finland are quite close. If her parents and, you know, the people she's around are from a country which is very close by, who, you know, they respect humbleness and not being too garish and outwardly expressive, that it's good enough to be thoughtful and just share your information with the world. But it all depends about what you want. So she's economizing the use of her voice. She's economizing in tone in order to leave space for her to think clearly and get a message out in a constant stream of words. And that's just something that I think she does. And so I don't think there's anything I would necessarily share about her voice that's of any benefit for growing your voice. It's just interesting to acknowledge how some people use their voices. So she's got an amazing instrument and the opportunity to be able to speak with expression. She chooses not to, however, because for her, the information is more important than the way she shares the information. And that's my short review on Maria Sharapova. So thanks for watching. I hope this has been useful. Please send in more recommendations for female voices. I really want to get through them. I'd like to learn more, and it's interesting. She was a very interesting voice for me because of the way she uses it and the choices she makes. So until the next time, I'm Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now I've been telling them real badly. So I hate myself and all my faults, because the one thing time won't heal, the loss of days gone by.